Now, looking out across the sweeping bay, there's a spectacular view of North Bull Island with its mud, marshes and sandy shores. This UNESCO Biosphere Reserve is a haven for wildlife, including millions of shellfish, flocks of migratory birds and cetaceans regularly can be seen from the shore. Now, for anyone listening who enjoys seashore walks and observing wildlife along the way, then perhaps this could be something that would interest you. Members of the public are being asked to take note of different species of flora and fauna while they're out and about along the coast and provide key information about their findings to the National Biodiversity Data Centre. Recently, the Explore Your Shore workshop took place in the Interpretive Centre on North Bull Island, raising awareness of the vast biodiversity on our shores, but also encouraging people to take part in this latest project. Dave Wall, Citizen Science Officer with the NBDC, was presenting the workshop, and our reporter Terry Flanagan took a stroll with him along the island shore.
Oh, Terry, have a look at this one here. This is an interesting one, a shell you don't see every day, but you find
I don't know that shell.
Yeah, it's quite a big one, quite heavy as well, very thick shell. It's actually the ocean quahog, or the slight Icelandic cyprine, and it's the world's oldest known species. The oldest animal, the oldest Icelandic cyprine ever found, was 507 years old, would you believe? They have a very exciting life. They sit in the seabed, filtering water, and growing extremely slowly. They're a northern species, really.
Can I just hold it there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite... It is quite heavy too, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting towards the southern edge of its range here, really. It's a cold water species. But, like I say, very slow growing, and they grow thick, hard shells, so they survive quite well. And actually, a friend of mine was walking down the beach here. We're here in Dollymount Strand. He found an alive one, actually washed up on the shore. Oh, yeah. So he did his duty and flung it back into the sea. But
now, why are we down here today?
Well, we're here today. We've just had a stakeholder workshop for Explore Your Shore. So it's the official launch of Explore Your Shore, which is a new citizen science initiative funded by the EPA.
Now, will you start off and explain citizen science? Because a lot of people come to me and say, I don't understand what citizen science is.
So citizen science is really getting the public to get involved in collecting data, collecting useful data we can then use. In this case, it's biodiversity data we can use to create biodiversity maps and to interpret whether these species are of use as bioindicators of climate change and water quality. But basically getting the public to both provide us with coverage, because there's far more members of the public than there are scientists, and also makes it more affordable. Citizen science isn't free, but it's certainly a lot cheaper than, let's say, hiring contractors to collect the same information.
And, of course, with the advance of technology, the advance particularly of mobile phones and good quality cameras, you know what you're getting is real.
That's the real difference with citizen science today versus when I started in citizen science 20 years ago, is the fact that everybody now has a phone in their pocket and has a camera on that phone. So now we don't just get the record of where the person was, what they saw, we also get usually a really good quality image of what it was they found.
Now, looking here on the beach as well, that's a mermaid's purse there, am I right?
It is, yeah. So mermaid's purses are, of course, the egg cases of sharks and skates and rays.
Yeah.
In this case, it's a spotted ray, and these are very commonly found along the shore here. So this would be laid by the ray down in amongst the seaweed on the seabed. And the next winter storms, by this stage, the little baby ray is hatched out and swam off to hopefully have a long life.
So that's just the empty case, isn't it?
That's just the empty case. It's made of the same stuff as your fingernails, a kind of keratin. But it's the little home that the baby ray grows up in. And in the winter storms, they wash ashore and then they blow up into the dunes, and that's where we find them.
Okay, explain a little bit more then about Explore Your Shore.
So Explore Your Shore, really, the big driver behind this is, at the moment in the National Biodiversity Data Centre data sets, we've very few marine records. We've a very good repository of terrestrial records. Of course, we always need more. But on the marine side, we're struggling because there's not a strong record of the public, I suppose, recording marine and especially intertidal species here in Ireland.
And why do you think that is?
I mean, it's not because people aren't down at the beach. They are. We know there's people using the coast every day of the week. I suppose it's just habit. It's awareness of the need to record intertidal biodiversity. I'll give you an example. This beadlet anemone, which is an incredibly common little creature found on
beautiful
rocky
colour.
Shores. Mm. Beautiful red colour. Really common. You'll find on every rocky shore around the country. We only have 400 records of it.
Yeah.
Foxes in general, we've 11,000 records. And foxes aren't that easy to spot because they're largely nocturnal.
Well, is it a case then that people are more familiar with animals and plants that would be grown, say, on the side of the road, in a hedgerow, in a ditch?
That's definitely part of it as well. People struggle perhaps to identify even fairly common marine species, and that's also part of what we're doing here. We're raising awareness of the species that are out there. We want people to become more familiar with our coastal species. We literally want people to go and explore your shore, find out what's there. With the aid of the website and our resources and the surveys we have online, to learn about your shore and learn about the biodiversity that's there.
So what can the public do?
Public can log on. Basically, everything you need to know to get involved in the project is on our website, which is exploreyourshore.ie. People log on there. At the moment, we've two surveys up and running. That's Seashore Spotter, which basically enables you to, wherever you are around the coast, you take a picture of, let's say, a beadlet anemone, you add in the information of where you saw it and when, and you submit that to us, and that becomes a record then in due course. The other part of the survey we have up and running at the moment is the Big Beach Biodiversity Survey, and that's quite a nice one as well. We just trialled it here today. Basically, you spend at least 30 minutes on your local beach, walking the strand line and recording as many different shell species. We're really looking for bivalve records as we're doing that survey, but also any of the other...
I'm just looking at one here, the razor shell.
Exactly, yeah. Here's a razor shell, for example. So this is a pod razor, which is probably the commonest razor shell you find on the shore here. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a big one, you know, and these are named after the old cutthroat razors that your granddad would have used for shaving the beard. Basically, we're asking people to record as many bivalve species as possible, but also a whole plethora of other flotsam and jetsam that washes in with the tide, which could include seaweeds such as the racks, the egg racks, the bubble rack, and also little strange little things like this, which looks like a seaweed but isn't. This is an animal. This is hornrack, which is a bryozoan, mm-hmm. which is a colonial multicell animal.
It is very like a rack. It's like blather rack, only a much smaller version.
It is. It's very dainty looking, actually. Yeah. And most people do think it's a seaweed, but it's actually lots of single-celled animals grouped together.
And if I look down the shore there, I can see two of what we would consider Dublin's most favourite shells there, the cockles and the mussels.
The cockles and the mussels, that's it. So here we have the blue mussel, which is the common one that most people would recognise from eating their dinner. If you're sitting in a restaurant eating mussels, this is the one you're eating. And also the common cockle again, which is
very pretty, isn't it?
It is a pretty little shell, you know, and they get to quite a size as well. We also have this one over here, which I just noticed here, which is the prickly cockle, which is kind of the bigger cousin of the common cockle. Yeah. And you can see these little spines on it.
And who exactly are you looking for in the public?
Anyone and everyone, really. Anyone can do this survey, and people shouldn't be afraid of trying it. It's particularly suited as well to school groups and educational groups, because they can go out and they might be doing something on the intertidal anyway, but they can collect this data, submit it to the Biodiversity Data Centre and see their data mapped and put into use.
Yeah.
So it's a really good one to get the kids interested and inspired in collecting biodiversity data.
And say after a storm, that'd be a particularly good time to come down, wouldn't it?
It would, and that's one of the interesting things about the beach is it's not static, it's ever changing. People say, oh, how often should I survey? And I say, well, you can survey literally as many times as you like, because from month to month throughout the year, things will change on the beach. You'll get storms washing up species and a whole plethora of other things that you won't have seen before, because they'll wash in on the storm tide. And also seasonality in the waters adjacent to the beach here means that different species are prevalent at different times of year. So you're going to find different things washed up on the shore from month to month.
And even some large things, like maybe small sharks.
Small sharks, I mean big whales. We've had it, pretty much everything has washed up at Dolymount at some stage or other.
And just get out there, do your recording, and then put it online.
That's it. And through our Citizen Science portal, you'll be able to see all your data mapped and explore your own data over a time period. So the more data you collect, the more you get to play with.
And more information on how you can become a citizen scientist can be found on our website, rte.ie Mooney. That's all we have time for today. On sound was Sheila Neveuil. Our broadcast coordinator is Jarlath Holland. Our researcher is Sinead Renshaw. And the producer is Sheila O'Callaghan. Until next time, goodbye.
And Mooney Goes Wild was presented by Derek Mooney.